We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we come over here to the Moda Center for Nike Hoop Summit every year. And every year, Fran Fraschilla, former college basketball coach and now ESPN analyst, is kind enough to join us. Great guy. Always a fun interview. Good to see you again.
It's Groundhog Day. I always enjoy seeing you guys. The year goes fast, and this is kind of like the icing on the cake for me now that the Final Four is over. So right. It's great to be in here.
Well, I was reading about Virginia, who just, of course, won the college championship. And
yep.
They've got a lot of – like, their roster, I don't know how many people know this, and maybe I missed it on the broadcast where they said this, but the UVA had so many guys from all around the world. They had, like, five guys or six guys from different parts of the world.
Yeah.
This sort of event here highlights that, all these kids from around the world. I mean, basketball globally is popping.
It's I always say the basketball globe has shrunk. It started in 92, you know, way before anybody. I'm old enough to remember it. You know, it seems like yesterday to me. But Dream Team spread the gospel of basketball around the world. Young guys like Pau Gasol, Dirk Nowitzki all said they were inspired by, you know, those great players in 92, Magic and Bird and Michael. And since then, and also American coaches have been going over there for many, many years, going back to the 60s, UB Brown. Dr. Jack was very big over there. So, yeah, the world has shrunk, and you know, social media, internet, technology. You see all these guys in the NBA now. I think there's over 100 guys that started on rosters at the start of the NBA season from around the world.
Well, I remember, like, Gonzaga for a long time. I mean, mm-hmm. I felt like their teams were built that way. But, you know, it's no longer like the mid-majors. You're seeing a lot of the blue bloods now that are made up of this.
Yeah.
Does that make it easier or harder to build a roster now at the collegiate level?
Well, it's interesting because, you know what, Sue? You could tell a kid from Serbia or Croatia that we got this beautiful campus in Buffalo, New York, and they think it's amazing because it's America.
Yeah.
So what's happened in Europe is the economies, sports-wise, with the various professional clubs, have taken a hit in the last decade or so. So there isn't the money for these big bonuses to the Ricky Rubios and those kind of guys, Šarić. And so a lot of those kids are coming over to college. And Gonzaga, probably more so than anybody, has cleaned up. St. Mary's with Aussies has done well. But it's great to see, for me, at the NCAA level, all these kids from around the world.
Yeah.
And tonight we're going to see some of them on the world team that are going to be playing in college next
year.
Yeah,
tell us about a few of the key guys here tonight. Who are some of the best players here?
Well, the guy you got to watch is James Wiseman, a kid that's going. He's from Memphis. He's going to Memphis to play for Penny Hardaway. And during the practices, he's 7'1", about 240.
He's like I think he's the number one guy right on the ESPN 100.
Yeah, I think he is the number one pick next year, barring something unforeseen. He reminds me, I was telling Isaac, maybe, I don't know if I was telling you, but reminds me of David Robinson.
Yeah.
He is an aircraft carrier, but he's mobile and he's agile. Really interesting backcourt for the world is going to be Josh Green from Australia, who's going to Arizona, and Nico Mannion, who's born in Italy, but his dad was an NBA player, Pace Mannion. Pace played in Italy for 13 years, married a woman. She's a great athlete. Nico grew up in Phoenix. He's going to Arizona, and he's not playing for the USA team. Little story here. He got cut when he was 16, and he's grown since then. He's going to be one of the best guards out here tonight. He played for the Italian senior national team last summer. Fourth youngest guy to ever play in a national team. He'll be out here tonight in the same backcourt with Josh Green. They're both going to play for Sean Miller, I think.
And then on the other side, he's playing against Greg Anthony's kid, right?
Yeah.
And so that's like
Cole Anthony was born here.
Yeah, so it's like the number one and number two point guards in high school playing against each other tonight.
Yes, it's going to be fun. How about the guys that have been born in Portland? Domantas Sabonis. I think Mike Dunleavy Jr., if I'm not mistaken, was born here. I know he went to you know, Portland Jesuit. Yeah. And yeah, Cole Anthony, born in Portland.
I don't think he claims this though.
No, he's a New York City kid. Yeah, but I would, you know, yeah. I like coming here.
So this kid Nico gets cut.
He got cut
at 16.
I think he should have made it, but you'll see tonight. They have some good guards playing for USA. He's like 6 foot at the time. He's now 6'3". He's like Bobby Hurley, but he jumps out of the gym.
Yeah, he looks pretty slight.
Well, if you get up next to him, he's 6'3". Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he's got this carrot top deal, so it doesn't look like he can play, but he can play. He is a tremendous point guard.
So this is Fran Fraschilla with us here, Nike Hoop Summit at Moda Center. I want to ask you about a couple Oregon guys.
Sure.
Because, you know, you covered college ball all year. What do you think of Bol Bol at the next level? And then today, Louis King announced that he's going pro, him too.
King Louis, as Bill Walton would say, right? You know, Bol, I saw him. I saw him really before he packed it in in November in New York. You know, he played 8 games. He built a little resume there, and then you know he got hurt. But I think he was hurt.
So you're insinuating he wasn't really hurt?
I guess he was hurt. I'm sure he was. I just thought we'd get him back and see him play the rest of the season.
Oh, okay.
But you know, he's an acquired taste. Some nights early in the season, when we were in the Garden, he had one unbelievable game, I think against Syracuse maybe.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal. He looked like Kevin Durant, but taller. And then, you know, he can't really guard. He's thin. So that's going to be – a lot of teams like him, but then there are other teams that are not in love with him. It's kind of an acquired taste.
Again, we saw him play here last year, and that was the first time I laid eyes on him, and then we watched him play a couple times. He only played 8 games.
Yeah.
I saw 2 or 3 of those. It never looks like he's playing hard, and I don't know if that's fair or not because he's so long.
Yes.
I don't know what my eyes are watching when I look at it.
I think that's going to be the hardest thing for NBA teams, you know, to evaluate. There's some things he does for a guy his size that are just incredible, you know, shooting the ball and putting on the floor a little bit. But, watching him closely in those first 8 games, really has trouble guarding out on the perimeter. Louis King is just going to be – you know, he's a tremendous high school player. He's got the NBA size in terms of being 6'9". I think whoever drafts him, he's going to spend time in the G League. And the G League's going to be loaded next year. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I think the G League you're going to see becoming a very viable situation for teams to put these young players down, like AAA. It's going to become AAA baseball.
See, I've always heard from people in the NBA that the G League's just hot garbage. Warmed over garbage. You're saying it's getting better.
It is. It's getting better because there's so many, you know, like this. Let's put it this way. It's not a great draft this year. So, you know, you can draft somebody with the 21st pick, and he's not going to help your NBA team. But you could, and I know the Blazers don't have a team yet, right? But everybody else in the league is taking a second round pick and putting them on their G League team, and coaching them same offense, same system as the NBA team. And it has started to become a AAA level type of deal where it was for a while, you know, just a bunch of guys running around. But you're going to see teams mining the G League for those 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th men, I think, in the next few years more so than ever.
Yeah, and you were mentioning the Blazers real quick. You were mentioning the Blazers.
Yeah.
They don't have a G League team.
Right.
They've never thought that was worthwhile. I know they don't think much of the G League, but
well,
maybe
they must
that will
not.
Change.
They must not. I think there's 28 teams that have teams now. So, you know, I know Neil well, O'Shea, and they obviously know what they're doing for their team. I thought Anthony Simons would be perfect this year to play on a G League team, but I guess he played a G League game the other night and had a big game.
He did. He looked good.
He did.
37.
That's pretty good.
The one and done's going away here in a couple years. Your kind of thoughts on the impact at the NBA level and what it does to high school and college hoops?
Well, first of all, I'm in favor of doing away with it because I think if guys like Zion want to go to the NBA right out of high school, they should have the right to do it.
Well, it's a sham to make a kid pretend to go to class.
Yeah,
there will be
guys that go right to the NBA that will fail. And I think it's America. You have a right to fail, too. You know, with all due respect to Louis King, he might have gone right to the NBA, given that he was only in Eugene for, you know, a couple months. But here's something interesting about about this whole thing with one and done. If Zion Williamson is in last year's draft, he probably goes 5th, 6th. Mm-hmm. Probably gets a Nike deal that's worth $4 million, $5 million. And he goes to Duke. He blows up. He's going to sign a $100 million deal, I predict, with Nike. After the shoe blowout, I thought it was done. Yeah. That Nike's signing this kid. He's going to be worth $150 million before he even plays in an NBA game.
God.
All because he went to Duke. So all these people that say, hey, you know, college is just a bunch of baloney for these great players. You know, Zion might be, you know, he might be playing for Phoenix this year like DeAndre Ayton and putting up numbers, but nobody really knows it because they're not on TV. This kid was must-watch TV this year in college. So there is something about going to college. Like Trey Young didn't think he was going to be one and done. He went to Oklahoma. He turned out one and done. And his brand, by the time he got to Atlanta, was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, R.J. Barrett, I think, was a bigger deal at this time of the year last year than Zion was.
No doubt about it.
Zion had a highlight film, but if people asked who the better player was, it was Barrett.
Well, and he was hurt, Zion, so he didn't play
But Barrett did.
He did, and you know what? He's going to go, I think he'll go third or fourth because John Morant's going to go second, the kid from Murray State. Yeah. But, yeah, this is fun. This is, you know, a lot of these kids – very soon, I would say, you know, give about 10 of these guys a year, and they'll all be in the NBA draft next year.
What do you think of Zion on the NBA level?
I think he's going to be tremendous. You know, minus anything injury-wise, he's had a couple now tweaks with the knees. If he stays healthy, I think he's a Hall of Fame player. I really do. I think he's, you know, he's a cartoon character. He reminds me of Shaq when Shaq played at LSU. Not the way they play, but when we watched Shaq at LSU, we were like, oh, my God, I can't believe a guy is this big, this mobile, this agile, and plays with a smile. And I think the thing you love about Zion is this incredible athleticism, good skill level, and then this incredible magnetism.
Well, yeah. And you wonder, too, I mean, not that he's, you know, the guy's a physical freak, but mm-hmm. that body will change. I look at like a Kevin Love at UCLA versus Kevin Love when he gets to the NBA.
Yeah.
You get him in a strength conditioning program, you get him on a professional diet, and he loses 15 pounds but puts on 5 extra pounds of muscle.
Scary.
That's going to be a Karl Malone body in a couple years.
He's way, as far as body, he's way more advanced than LeBron was.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll be the LeBron-type player, but he's way more put together than LeBron was in high school.
Fran, good to see you.
Always a pleasure, guys. I'll see you next year.
Thank you very much.
365 days from now, hopefully.
Yes. We're dear friends once again.
Yeah, love coming here. Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.